Okay. Find what we're up to.
If we could keep Tilka Bas Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen in mind.
What's that? Who?
Tilka Bas Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen.
For a foolish grandma?
No.
Oh, for the Tazen Shah, Tazen Yotzai. Okay. Yeah, the limit should be Le'ili Nishmosa. We are on Tesvav. That's where we are. Okay. Talking about a rented home location, stuff like that. It says, it's based upon the Gemara, Sugyas begins in Psachim and Daf Dalid. Mosur Hamazkir Hamafteach Lesocher. Right, so you gave over the keys. Avogam Lol Yish Mafteach. So he also has his own key to this house, this apartment. He's allowed to go in and out. Right? It's not like he gave over totally the keys and that's it. He's misalik himself. So in this case, it would appear to, according to all opinions, there's a Rashi, there's a Tosfos, there's a Ran on the sugya, important to go through. It's really beyond the scope. But according to everybody, he says that the socher, the one who's renting, is not chayv until he makes actually a kinyan on it.
He moves in, let's say, for example.
Well, makes a kinyan on the apartment.
Right. Yeah. Right. So
like moving in is not a kinyan. Moving in is just moving stuff and making a formal kinyan with the renter. Kinyan sudar, mashiach, whatever it's going to be. In chavav.
And not something like taking the key, even. I mean, that's
to take. That's the point. Right? We'll see right now. Tosfos is going to say that what's the significance of the key? So you have to make is that a kinyan? It's a great sugya to learn, but. What exactly is the status of the giving over of the key?
So I said maybe here because the owner is still allowed to walk in now. Maybe the key is not in kinyan because the owner has permission to walk
good
in
point.
Now. But if in this situation where the owner no longer has permission to go in, then maybe the key would be a kinyan.
Okay, so we'd have to see why that might make a difference whether he has reshus to still go in or not. How would that affect a kinyan? In Manashach, a kinyan is a kinyan, right? So it's just like this. The after dasa toisus the post psachim, right? Visyatam demi shemosulo mafteach chayev hasochir livdoik, right? So once the key is given over, that's it. That's it. Now again, they didn't have multiple keys. So once the key was given over, that means that the renter is the only one who can go in. Afi madayin lo also kinyan. Even they have not made a kinyan. Giving over the key is it.
That is a
kinyan. No, there is no kinyan, but that's when the chiv sets in for the socher, the renter, to make to do the bedika. Hainu, I'll turn over. Dav gemishum the ein hamazkir, the owner yoch likanis the sham, because once he gave over the key, I'm out. I can't get in anymore, right? The one who has the key in his hand when the night of the 14th starts, he's the one who has the chiv to make the bedika. How could he possibly get in? I'm locked out. What? The chiv is on you, but you can't get in? So it must be the only one who has the key. So Menachem, as you're saying, which is not the case if he has permission to go in and out, right? He has rishus to go in. Shapir mistabe lichuli alma mutal hamaskir livdok kozman shelo konu hasoicher. So the maskir would have to make the kinyan, the owner of the home, unless he's made a kinyan with him. But the key does not make a difference. I'm going to skip the parentheses down to two lines from the bottom. V'yesh lehistapek bedasa toisvus. So you have to understand that what Tosfos is really saying about this whole idea about the key is the main thing, regardless of whether or not they made the kinyan. Im ha'ikah hu mesiris ha'mafteach, right, kesh le'atzmo, o dechashivus ha'mesirahi mipnei sha'ayde zeh choshiv ka'omer lo leich chazik kni. Is notice, when he gives over the key, is he like basically telling me, okay, we're making a kinyan now on this? Like, I want to be marking this to you? Kidamash mekush yisom, right, that's the whole sugi over there.
That makes him like a baal, because now he's the one who can go in and out. He has the key.
Exactly.
So that should be considered like a kinyan because
making like a baal is a kinyan. It's like a baal. He's not the baal. He's not koneh. It's a hachana for that, but it's not a kinyan. There's a chiluk.
Moving would definitely be acting like a baal if you move.
Again, but the two different. Does that make a formal act? A kinyan means a formal act of acquisition when the property transfers ownership. That's what a kinyan means. The property goes from my rishus into your rishus. It was your house, now it's my house. So moving in is great. It doesn't make it my house. I'm a squatter.
Yeah,
right?
No, well, you're moving into my house, you have permission to move into.
I have permission because it's my house. But I'm saying these things don't make the din. Even though Kane, you're talking to who had din, but oifin the lo shayach mesiris and mefteach. There might be in a case where we don't need to talk about the idea about giving over a key. We call makom im amalo lech kachaze kni harize kmesiras mafteach. So when he says that I want you to make the kinyan, this formal declaration, that is like the giving over of the key. Okay. Good. All right. Listen to the tezayin. The ofen shechovas habadika mutelas al hasocher. Right. So really, the obligation is clearly for the renter to make the bedika on the apartment he's getting, or whatever, the house he bought, whatever it is, or he's getting. Yadua shelo yikayim chovasa. We know that he's not going to do it. You're renting out the guy, whatever, for a reason, he's not going to do a bedika. So yesh listapek im chayav hamask yelivdo koyde mesiris hamavteach lasocher. So maybe the renter has to do a bedika before he gives over the key himself, if he knows that the guy is not going to do his own bedika on it.
Oh, no, that's any renting to a guy, let's say.
Goy has no chi bedika.
No, but I'm saying, but if you're still considered the owner of the apartment, then you'll be mechuyev the bedika. If it's not considered yet the guy's apartment.
It's going to be.
Forget the goy.
If I'm a Jew, you're going to do a Jew. He's not going to do a bedika. So does the socher, the one who, the mosque, I'm sorry, is the one who's renting out his house, his apartment, does he have to do a bedikah before he gets over the key?
If it's still considered your rishus, then you'd be mechuyev in the bedikah even though you're renting.
It's not. Think about it. It's not.
But the guy didn't do a kinyan on it yet, and then
forget the goy. All right, let's just speak it out. I'll show you where. Chav Zion. Hine misugis gemar pesachim kegin daftalad muchach tahad biboilon sham im al hamaski livdok al hamasocher. The gemar there has the question: when you're renting, who does the bedikah? Right, the renter, the maski, or the one who's getting the apartment is the socher. Vasikman do totally but misir samavteach. So it all says the conclusion over the gemar is it depends who's got the key. Okay, now again, big discussion. That's the Rashi in the Tosfos. What does the key mean? Does the key mean we made the kinyan, or does the key just mean to have access to getting in? Hainu rak al mish mutal lehadav lechatchila. Aval im lo bodok hamazkir vade al hasoich livdok. If you know that the mazkir didn't do a bedika, the one who rented out the house, gave you a chametz stick filled house, didn't clean the house, certainly everyone agreed that the socher would have to do the bedika, right? You're getting it. Shahari nistab kusham b'mazkir b'yodal shachris im cheskasu bodok o al hasoich livdok. When you're getting it, can you assume that you rented a clean house? You know, kids were asking, I remember teaching the sugya, kids were asking, what do you mean by this? I said, imagine you see like some ad in the newspaper, you know, apartment in North Miami Beach, right? When you're renting an apartment for Pesach, what is your expectations?
That it'll be clean.
You think you're getting a clean, right? You think you're getting a cleaned apartment. L'fize mistabe l'chore de hu hadin ipcha. So we would think the opposite also. This is what they're saying from Shlomo Zalman. The opposite would also be true. But ofin she'achiv muta al hasoicher v'lo bodok, if the obligation is on the one who's coming into the apartment, he didn't check it, de'achiv al hamaskir livdok.
He's going into a hotel for Pesach.
Oh, he's going to talk about hotels. I think it's the next... we got to do Bachar and Yeshiva first. How much time do we have? I lost my time. Okay, well, let's try to finish this up, and then we'll... If he's a im hamaskir adam she'aduah shlo yivdok... So he knows he's not going to check on shchametz. All of livdok habayis kodem sheyimsor hamafteach lasocher. He would have to do the bedika himself.
So in either case, when we expect that the other party's not going to do it, you're going to have the obligation.
More or less, right? Exactly. But the only shows one side of it. So he's pointing out the opposite truth. Ach ein zebor. It's not so clear. The hari lefize gam im hamazkir mitchilas hashana. Right. This is Menachem. This is a little bit you're talking about. If you're renting a home from the beginning of the year. Right? In the summertime, right? Yeah, hadin came. Ume olam lo shamanu. We've never heard this. Shehamazkir beiso l'misha ina shoma Torah mitzvos l'chol yamos hashona yischai livdok hachametz kedin. We never say that you're going to have to do that. I mean, I'm renting you my house now in July
right.
For the year. But I realize you're not going to be doing a bedika, so I have to start doing a bedika now in the middle of the summertime because what's going to be by Pesach? I know you're not going to do it yourself, right? Okay, so more to talk about, but it's interesting discussion about that. So I guess next time we'll talk a little bit about hopefully we'll get to the hotels and also about Bachram and Yeshiva. He has a piece here as well, but okay, we'll dive in. All right, Shkoyach.